where you turn for breaking news and information. Mount Sterling and Winchester's home for classic hit country. WKYN. NBC News time is 7 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden is preparing to sign a new foreign aid bill into law on Tuesday. The Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a clear message is being sent with the passage of this bill.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill also laid the groundwork to ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. Columbia University has reached a deal with students protesting the war in Gaza. The pro-Palestinian protesters are calling for the Ivy League New York School to divest from any financial interest with Israel and have set up a large tent city on school grounds. Columbia on Tuesday set a midnight deadline for protesters to disband. Early this morning, the school said the protesters had agreed to remove some of the tents to make non-student protesters leave and to bar harassing language among the students, delaying possible police action for 48 hours. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry suspects professional agitators are behind the protests.
Look at the tents. They all were the same color. They all were the same type of tents. The same ones that we saw on NYU, the same ones that we see in Columbia.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams agrees. He says his administration believes the outside agitators are fueling the unrest. The Food and Drug Administration says the bird flu virus has been detected in some samples of pasteurized milk in the U.S. Mark Mayfield with more.
The FDA made the announcement Tuesday, less than a month after an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. The agency says the pasteurization of the milk is likely to inactivate the virus, and it's therefore still safe to drink.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This is WKYN Headline News.
Good morning. With a look at news, I'm Chris Irwin. One person is dead after a crash in Harrison County yesterday afternoon. Kentucky State Police Post 6 responded around noon yesterday to the crash on U.S. 27 North and Commonwealth Road. A truck was driving northbound, drifting into the southbound lane, hitting an SUV head-on. The passenger in the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene by the Harrison County Coroner's Office. Both drivers were transported to UK Hospital with reported serious injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The Scott County Sheriff's Office says around 2 a.m. Tuesday, I-75 southbound near mile marker 121 was shut down due to a deadly semi-crash along with a collision involving a deputy and an emergency management worker. A preliminary investigation showed that northbound semi lost two tires and crossed the median into the southbound lanes. One tire struck the semi's hood and went through the windshield. The other tire struck an SUV traveling southbound, causing it to go off the roadway and into a field. The SUV's occupants were transported to Georgetown Community Hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the semi was pronounced dead at the scene. The collision remains under investigation, and the name of the person killed has not yet been released. And a small business in Winchester is at the center of a countywide debate. The shop is called the Crystal Coven, and some argue that its name and products promote witchcraft. Winchester Clark County Tourism Commission says they have received backlash after promoting an event hosted by the Crystal Coven in their monthly newsletter. The owner of the business says she does not promote or sell witchcraft materials. Shannon Tipton, the owner of the Crystal Coven, says she's being attacked by some members of the community. Some argued that a commission funded by the city and county should not promote the store. The public portion of yesterday's meeting was mostly comment. No definitive answer was reached as to what the commission can and cannot promote. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
A perfect meal starts with premium strips at Lee's Famous Recipe in Mount Sterling. 3 chicken breast strips, a dipping sauce, 2 individual sides, and a biscuit for $8.99 plus tax. Treat a big crowd to the best for less at Lee's. 16-piece classic chicken, 4 large sides, and 8 biscuits. It feeds 8 people for one great low price. And gift cards are always a good choice. When it comes to chicken, some are well-known, but only one is famous. Lee's Famous Recipe, 205 Evans Avenue, Mount Sterling.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
This is Bobby Arnett at Arnett Trailer Sales in Mount Sterling. Arnett Trailer Sales is your one stop for farm equipment or hobby trailers built to make the haul easier. We feature Featherlight trailers perfect for livestock or other heavy hauling. Featherlight trailers are available in flatbed, open and enclosed, or custom built models to fit your needs. There's a Featherlight for your ATV and motorcycle. Featherlight has exclusive features for easy towing and are top of the line. Come see Arnett Trailer Sales, your local Featherlight dealer, online at ArnettTrailers.com.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Cofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling, your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
In sports, Kentucky men's basketball head coach Mark Pope announced the addition of Colin Chandler to the Wildcats 2024-25 roster. He is a 6'4 guard from Farmington, Utah, and ranked among the top 35 recruits in the 2025 class. Also, Coach Mark Pope has landed his first commitment out of the transfer portal since his hiring. 1 week after he was formally introduced to the Big Blue Nation, Drexel big man Amari Williams committed to Kentucky. He is a 6'10 forward from England, averaging 12.2 points a game, 7.8 rebounds, and 1.9 assists in his senior year for the Dragons, playing in all 32 games. He averaged just shy of 23 minutes a game, shooting 51.7 from the field. Williams was seen with Pope at Keeneland on Saturday. In high school baseball last night, it was Bath County over Berea, 14-4. Bourbon beats Paris, 15-3. East Carter over West Carter, 15-1-5. Estill beats Montgomery, 9-3. Henry Clay over George Rogers Clark, 4-3. Powell County beats Lee County, 14-2-5. And it was Round County over Fleming County, 9-4. In high school baseball last night. In high school softball, Bourbon County over Paris, 11-5. Elliott, a winner over Fairview, 14-11. Estill beats Owsley, 18-0-3. Fleming over Bath, 15-8. Greenup beats Lewis, 4-3-10. Mason County beats West Carter, 7-4. And Nichols County blanks Augusta, 15-0-4. And the Cincinnati Reds, a big winner in Major League Baseball, beating the Philadelphia Phillies, 8-1. They'll continue the series with the Phils today at 6:40, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Small chance of a shower early this morning. It gets out of here quickly. Clouds will eventually follow, partly to mostly sunny later this afternoon. A few degrees cooler, will be in the mid-60s today. Could see some frost tonight. Do be aware of that. Middle upper 30s, especially the sheltered valleys. Looking into Thursday, you're looking at a mostly sunny sky, but highs just in the low 60s.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues. after this.
The Montgomery County Health Department wants you to know April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. When you see blue pinwheels out in the community, they are a symbol of the playfulness of childhood and are worthy of protection. If you see something, say something, because they could save a life. The hotline to report child abuse for Kentucky is toll-free, 877-KY-SAFE-1. That's 877-597-2331. For more information, visit the Montgomery County Health Department website or Facebook page. There's no excuse for child abuse.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
For every job on your farm, McCormick has just the right tractor to help you do it. Rugged, comfortable, dependable, powerful, versatile, you name it. You'll find it in the new McCormick X-Series tractors, ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower, and your choice of features and technology. McCormick has a tractor to fit your needs. Come by Amberge's Farm Machinery, your McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, or call 859-498-1113 or AmbergesFarmMachinery.com. McCormick and Amberge's Farm Machinery, a combination that can't be beat.
Worried that wind or hail has damaged your roof? Don't wait till it's too late. Let Big League Roofers give you a free inspection. If it's in good shape, they'll explain how to ensure proper maintenance and care. If it needs repaired or replaced, you can trust their 20 years experience and their GAF Master Elite status. And they help with the insurance claim. Call the office at 859-693-ROOF and ask for Eric. That's 859-693-7663 and ask for Eric. Or search Big League Roofers. Roofers.com.
The Kentucky Blood Center will be at Palmer Engineering today from 9 to 11 a.m. at 400 Choppers Drive in Winchester. The KBC Bloodmobile will return to Clark County tomorrow at Brooks Place from noon to 4 p.m. More information available at kybloodcenter.org. A Chamber After Hours will be held tomorrow at Halls on the River, 1225 Athens Boonesboro Road in Winchester. The event runs 5 to 7 p.m. And also tomorrow night, learn about Kentucky State Parks at the Clark County Public Library. There will be a presentation showing landscapes, history, and opportunities for recreation. The event will be held at the library, 370 South Burns Avenue in Winchester, from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. And that's been a look at some of the news this 24th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Deep inside.
Gain Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends. I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one. And I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again. And I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame. 'Cause I let her lie. I let her lie. The truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were sent. She was sound asleep on our double bed. I let her lie.
Might say we're set in our ways. Well, if your ways are simple and hardworking, you should be set on us. K107 WKYN, your classic hit country station.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow, soaking sun in Mexico.